This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The top diplomats from the United States and Russia spoke by phone Tuesday in an ongoing effort to ease tensions regarding Russia's amassing of troops and equipment along its border with Ukraine, raising fears an invasion is imminent, which Russia denies. No details have yet been released regarding Tuesday's call between U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Since the two diplomats met face-to-face last month in Geneva, the two sides have exchanged written responses in an effort to make their positions clear. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday that while Russia is still analyzing written responses from the U.S. and NATO they received last week, it is already clear to him the West has ignored Russia's main concerns. During a joint news briefing with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban at the Kremlin Tuesday, Putin said the West did not adequately respond to Russia's demands for NATO to stop its eastern expansion, including a guarantee it will never grant membership to Ukraine, and for NATO to curtail its military operations in eastern and central Europe. The U.S. and NATO have continuously rejected those demands, saying Russia cannot dictate how NATO ensures the security of its allies. Putin argued Tuesday the security of one nation should not be strengthened at the expense of others. The World Health Organization said Tuesday an emerging version of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus does not seem more severe than the variant's original version. In an online briefing, WHO COVID-19 response team member Boris Pavlin said the Omicron's more common BA.1 subvariant is being replaced in Denmark and some other countries with the newer BA.2 subvariant. Pavlin said in the areas where the new subvariant is becoming more common, there have not been any higher than expected hospitalization numbers. Pavlin said he based his comments on data from Denmark, the first country where the new Omicron variant surpassed the original. This is VOA News. Gunfire reportedly broke out Tuesday in the capital of Guinea-Bissau in a compound where the country's president was holding a cabinet meeting, raising fears of a fresh coup attempt in the West African nation. President Umaro Sisko Mbalo, a former army general, was reportedly holding the cabinet meeting in the government palace when the shooting took place. Reuters News Service reported an unknown number of people were injured and that two people were killed. It was not clear who was doing the shooting. Mbolo was declared the winner of the 2020 elections, but the results have been contested by his opponent, Domingos Simoes Pereira. Mbolo started to form a new government with the support of the military, even while a Supreme Court challenge to the election was ongoing. A spokesman for U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he is deeply concerned about the situation and asked for an immediate end to the fighting and for full respect of the country's democratic institutions. The Associated Press reports the country of 1.5 million gained independence from Portugal in 1974 and has experienced four coups and more than 12 coup attempts since. It's unclear if Tuesday's gunfire was, in fact, another coup attempt. U.S. federal law enforcement agencies say they are investigating a series of bomb threats at several U.S. historically black colleges and universities known as HBCUs that prompted lockdowns and investigations by law enforcement Monday. In a statement late Monday, the FBI said it's aware of the series of bomb threats around the country and was working with its law enforcement partners to address any potential threats. The agency urged members of the public to report anything suspicious they observed to law enforcement immediately. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, or ATF, issued a similar statement. Howard University in Washington, D.C., Southern University and A&M College in Louisiana, Bethune-Cookman University in Florida, Bowie State University in Maryland, Albany State University in Georgia, and Delaware State University in Delaware all confirmed bomb threats Monday. Most of the colleges closed their campuses, canceled classes, and urged students to stay in their dorms until an all-clear message was given. No campuses reported finding any hazardous or explosive material so far. It's the second series of bomb threats in recent weeks that targeted the HBCUs. Several schools received threats in early January that were all cleared. Ethiopian Airlines says it will resume flying Boeing 737 MAX planes Tuesday, nearly 3 years after a deadly crash involving the aircraft killed 157 people in the East African nation. The airline, one of the largest carriers in Africa, said in a statement to the French news agency AFP, the decision came after a thorough certification process by regulators across the globe, including the United States, Europe, Asia, and, of course, Ethiopia. All 737 MAX planes were grounded worldwide March 2019 after the aircraft crashed near the Ethiopian town of Bishoftu. Reporting via remote, I'm